With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about a new immigration bill House Republicans are currently working on in hopes of getting it voted on this week. Included are provisions addressing ag labor. Representative Dan Newhouse says one of the potential additions would update the guest worker visa program.
Currently, we have a guest worker program, call it the H-2A program, which many people are going to because there's no other option. We truly have a shortage of ag labor. Well, the current language provides for a new program called H-2C that I think will really help provide more certainty to the agricultural industry.
Newhouse says Republicans would really like to address as many of our ag labor issues as possible.
There's a lot of good things in this bill, and now if we're adding provisions to deal with our critical ag labor situation, I'm even more excited about its passage. I'm working very hard to make sure that we have the language in the right form so that people can support it.
But he says it's not easy.
Immigration is probably one of the hardest things that we face. You know, if it would have been easy, we'd have done it by now. The last major immigration reform was in 1986.
On top of that, President Trump called for the House GOP to put off addressing immigration reform until after the midterm elections and stop wasting time. That said, House Republicans seem insistent on pushing ahead with a vote on their compromise immigration bill that still faces long odds. Welcome back for another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us again this week is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking bugs, insects, but specifically mites.
Mites aren't insects, but are closely related. They're in a group called arachnids, so more similar to spiders.
Well, that makes sense, because when I think mites, I think spider mites.
Yes, spider mites can be a pest on many different plants and are found on the underside of leaves in a web that they spin for protection.
So can I see these mites, or do I just look for the webs?
Mites are pretty small. Using a hand lens, you can look for mites, webbing, or on the leaf for little cells that have been sucked dry from mites feeding.
And I understand Valent has a miticide for orchards called Zeal. How does that work?
It's similar to an insect growth regulator. It sterilizes the females and eggs while inhibiting the immature mites from molting. Zeal needs to be applied early before the warm temperatures make populations grow rapidly. As always, read and follow the label.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.